Hour number two of Sports Talk begins with Jimmy Himes. I'm John Wilkerson. We are efforting to connect with Kim Mulkey, who is a part, Jimmy, of a very impressive class that will join the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yes, she is. And her credentials are remarkable, what she has been able to do. What I found interesting is that she was actually an assistant coach at Louisiana Tech for like 15 or 16 years before she got the Baylor head coaching job. And then she won 600 games faster than any other women's basketball coach. So she's certainly put together an incredible resume.
That's right. And again, we hope to connect with her in mere moments. But we look forward to being joined a little bit later this hour by Ron Higgins, as he will join us to talk some football. He's with Tiger Rag and then John McClain of the Houston Chronicle. So a full afternoon. And, Jimmy, we now go to the Stanley Fence and Gates Hotline for a very special guest.
Yes, we do. Kim Mulkey, she was selected for induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame, a fabulous honor. She was the first ever to win a national championship in women's basketball and then to coach a national championship in women's basketball, and also the only one to win one as a player, assistant coach, and a head coach. Kim, how are you?
I'm doing as good as possible. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing fantastic. We really appreciate you joining us. I understand that with what we've got going on right now, they had a neighborhood parade. Cars were driving by, honking and waving to you in celebration, right?
Yes, that was very touching. I had just done a Zoom press conference in my office at the house and was eating a little bit of lunch, and my daughter called and asked if I would step outside, that the grandchild wanted to see me, and so I did. And then all of a sudden, cars came by honking and blowing their horns. Man, it was impressive. It was so touching. It lasted, gosh, I guess 15 to 20 minutes. Neighbors came out of their homes, and they were taking video, and I got emotional. It was just something that you would have, well, y'all probably did see it. It's been all over,
yeah.
And I think went viral, but it was touching.
You had a phenomenal career, four consecutive state championships in high school, two national championships at Louisiana Tech. Kim, at what point did you decide you wanted to get into coaching?
I never was going to be a coach. Our degree is in business administration. After playing in the 84 Olympics under Pat Summitt, I came back and received a postgraduate scholarship from the NCAA. And I was working on my MBA at Louisiana Tech. And then President F.J. Taylor sent the campus security to get me out of class. He wanted to talk to me, and little did I know what about. And when I got up there, he just basically demanded, I don't even know if I'd say he asked because he wouldn't take no for an answer, that he was getting ready to make Leon Barmore the head coach at Louisiana Tech after Sonja Hoag was retiring, and that he wanted me to be on his staff. And I fought him a day or two and just told him I was ready to move on and wanted to become a CEO in the business world and fly all over the country. And gosh, he just wouldn't take no for an answer. And so the rest is history. 35 years later, I am doing what F.J. Taylor thought I needed to be doing.
I realized that you're thankful for what you have, and hopefully everybody is safe and sound in your world. At the same time, I know it's got to be tough to have seen this time come and go when we didn't get to perhaps see you square off against Oregon or South Carolina. What has it been like to now pass the point in time in which the championship for this year would have been crowned?
It's really a weird feeling. Initially, you're extremely disappointed. Your players are very emotional. Initially, you don't understand. You keep asking, why so abruptly do you cancel this? Let's just suspend things indefinitely. And then as time goes on and we all become a little bit more educated and understand and learn more, you now know why it was canceled so abruptly. And the hard part for me is that there's been no closure. We haven't had our final team meeting. Our kids still have their belongings in the dorm and in their apartments, and who knows when they will be back to be able to retrieve any of that or even get back on campus to be in school, because we now have been told that at Baylor University summer classes will be online as well. So I think just sitting here with no finality, no closure. I think it bothers you, the unknown.
Yeah, it was 1 year ago that you all were crowned as champions. What were you think? How did you like the way your team approached this year as defending champs?
Well, we definitely were one of the teams to be talked about with a chance to win it again. My team had some great players, great senior leadership, and we also had the experience of having won it last year and won 4 Big 12 championships. So we had a good shot at it. And yet at the same time, we had a few grad transfers that were helping us and would have been a big addition. And they came to help us to try to win another championship. And, we were a pretty good team. And, the hard part as a coach is I've been blessed for 20 years, to be able to coach teams that, are relevant and had opportunities to win it. But, a lot of coaches don't. And this will never, ever go away. We will always remember this time in our lives. And, it'll have a little asterisk there, I guess, in the NCAA books that, there was no national champion that year.
I guess Kim Mulkey, head coach at Baylor, she was recently selected for induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame. By the way, a terrific class going in. Kim, you were an assistant at Louisiana Tech for 15 or 16 years before you got the job at Baylor. Baylor was not that good when you got there. When I looked it up, they'd had three losing seasons in the previous 6 years. What was it about Baylor that attracted you?
Well, nothing, honestly. It just happened to be the school that was on the phone when I was heading out the door over a 5-year contract that was not given to me at Louisiana Tech. Baylor just happened to call. And the only thing I knew about Baylor was my previous head coach at Louisiana Tech, Sonja Hogue, had coached there. And she was retiring again after coming out of coaching. I honestly had heard about the Branch Davidian massacre. Well, come to find out, that wasn't even in Waco, Texas. That was 15 minutes outside of Waco. Those are the things I knew about Baylor. It wasn't that I knew anything basketball-wise, didn't even know much about them in athletics, period. But the athletic director that called just convinced me to come take a look, and I was very honest with him and told him if I get a 5-year deal at Louisiana Tech, I'm not leaving. That's home, and that's where I spent 19 years of my life. And he was very, very gracious and understood, but he still, in the meantime, wanted me to come look until Louisiana Tech, decided if they were going to give me a 5-year deal or not. I came on the visit and didn't get the 5-year deal, and here I am at Baylor 20 years later.
What did Tech offer you? A 3-year deal or what?
They started with a 3-year deal. And then they moved to it was Dan Renaud. Let's don't kid ourselves. There was nobody else involved in that decision but President Dan Renaud, and gave me a 4-year deal, wouldn't budge. I begged him. I cried. I got on my knees, snot flying everywhere with the athletic director sitting there watching it, and he wouldn't budge. And that's when it just hit me. Hey, you're not wanted here. If you can't get a 5-year deal after spending 19 years of your life there, turning down 3 head jobs, the second assistant, Christy Curry, had left to go to Purdue with a 5-year deal, it's time to move on. You've done all you can do. You've begged, you've cried, you pleaded, you've shown your blood, sweat, and tears. And I walked out of that door, and out the door I went, and here I am.
Kim, when you were finishing your career at Louisiana Tech, you made the Olympic team. You mentioned Pat Summitt coaching you. As I recall, she stood up for you. You had an injury, I believe, at some point, and she was adamant that she wanted you on that Olympic team. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We were in Taipei, Taiwan, prior to the Olympics, and we were, playing games. And I woke up one morning, and I couldn't even step on the floor. It was the weirdest thing. And I had a stress fracture in the top of my foot. And certainly, my initial thought was, I've worked all these years to be an Olympian, and here I am 4 weeks prior to the opening ceremony, and I'm going to get replaced by an alternate. But she called me into her room, and she said, that will not happen. You will be well. The physicians say just stay in shape, and it takes 4 to 6 weeks for a stress fracture to heal. And you talk about relieved and indebted to her, because she could have. She could have very easily picked up an alternate, and she didn't. And, you know, I openly tell people how thankful I am. And 4 weeks came, and we're at the opening ceremony. I'm healthy. I'm clear, good to go. And obviously I lost my starting spot because of that, but I didn't care. Nobody remembers who started. All we remember is you got a gold medal.
No doubt. Our guest, Kim Mulkey, as she joins us on the Stanley Fenton Gates Hotline. Coach, what's it like to be a part of this class that joins the Hall of Fame, including the first Pat Summitt player, which seems like it would have happened before now, but Tamika Catchings among so many other notables?
Well, the accomplishments of Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant, good grief. I can't think of three better NBA players that won so many championships. And then you add Tamika Catchings, the NBA player in this class, and the coaches. You're honored. You're humbled. You're honored. And you just kind of pinch yourself and go, how did I get to this point? I was never going to be a coach, and here I am today, blessed to be able to go in with this class. I'm just going to sit in the background and watch and take lots of pictures.
I'm sure they'll be doing the same as well. And can you give us an update? How are they? Granted, his season is on hold just like everybody else, but how is Kramer doing with the Cardinals?
Kramer is home with me. Flew him home immediately. They were, of course, in Jupiter. He got invited to big league camp. So he was learning and seeing how the big boys do it, and he flew home with Matt Carpenter. We have a little private airport right here in our neighborhood, and Matt Carpenter and his family, of course, are Texas people, and they have a ranch in Glen Rose, and so he came back with Kramer, and, you know, we just take it day by day. Kramer is, you know, he can't go and work out in a batting cage. All the schools are shut down, and you know, he can lift weights and do those things that he can do within the confines of our home. But he's like a lot of people. There's just, you know, you can't get into facilities right now. So he's sitting and reading and hearing from his agent things that are being discussed. I think now they're discussing what Arizona possibly for the major league teams. And then he thinks, and I think, well, how are you going to have a major league season if you don't have a minor league? Because guys get hurt all the time. So it's kind of like anything, guys. Who knows what the future holds?
Mm-hmm. Kim, I was reading where you played one of the first girls to play organized baseball with boys. How old were you when that occurred?
I was 12 years old, and let me tell you the background of that. I'm not one of these that believes you hire somebody or you choose somebody to be on the team to make a scene, spectacle, or be the first. You better be darn good, and especially if you're a girl. And I had every day at recess been picked, the first one the boys picked on the teams to play football, to do whatever. And so I saw this guy drop some papers off kind of in a circular drive at the school during recess. And so nosy, I went over there, and I just wanted to see what it was. And it was the forms to fill out to try out for Dixie Youth Baseball. And so I just picked one up. I figured the PE teacher or somebody was supposed to come pick them up. So I just grabbed one, took it home to my parents, and we signed up, and I went to tryouts, and was the first player selected and played on the Holiday Inn was the name of the team, and played shortstop and pitcher and catcher and made the all-star team, and then played the next 2 years of Pony League.
So that's where Kramer gets his baseball ability.
Oh, I don't know. His dad is a pretty good athlete. His dad probably should have played baseball only. His dad was a quarterback at Louisiana Tech in the early 70s when they won a Division II national championship. So he probably gets his athleticism a little from both of us.
Hey, well, Kim, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Congratulations. You've accomplished so many things. The fastest to 600 wins of anybody. And what a great career you've had, and hopefully you will enjoy the ceremonies. And thank you so much for taking time to visit with us.
Hey, guys, you take care. You stay safe. I love me some Pat Summitt, and go Rocky Top. Take care.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
That is Kim Mulkey, the former star at Louisiana Tech, an Olympian under Pat Summitt at Baylor now. She's won 3 national championships, and she's been selected for the Basketball Hall of Fame.
She joins us on the Stanley Fenton Gates Hotline.